This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Send in your questions, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's J-O-N, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. I say that because someone did send us an email using the proper John.
Okay.
But then added an H in the email. So I wonder how many we don't get because people spell it
wrong.
Yeah. Depending on your preference. Anyway, we'll go
or
through
how
this.
You were named.
your prompts today. Free food.
Oh, love free food.
Dog sitting. Deer hunting, Dear John.
Oh.
And called my wife old.
Ooh.
Get to it. Start with free food. Dear John, once a month we have a local restaurant host our office for meetings. They provide the space as well as a salad bar and appetizers in a buffet-like setting. As far as I know, we're on our own for food. If we want to order some, we can. Apparently, one of our coworkers has made a habit of ordering a meal each time and leaving without paying. When confronted, he pleaded ignorance and said he assumed the company was paying, of course. Was he in the wrong? Who should pay? And our work wants him to pay back meals spanning the last 5 months.
Ooh, wow. So how long is this event?
At least 5 months.
No. But how long are you at this event?
I don't know. Once a month? I'm going to assume a couple hours.
Couple hours? I mean, you should be able to go a couple hours if without needing to eat. But if you're there and it's the company is requiring you to be there, food is there, I would anticipate that the food would be comped.
I would too.
It just makes all the sense in the world. Now,
you still have to check, though, right?
I think you would need to check and say, hey, I want to order this, and maybe I'm going to take some of this home with me. Then I think you would check just to make sure, because it may adjust your order as well. Like, I'm still going to take some home with me, but if I'm paying, maybe I order a little bit less. To me, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, I don't think you can make assumptions. I think you ask first. Clearly, they're providing some food, salad bar and appetizers. Before I ordered a big, expensive meal, I don't know what this person was ordering every time. I would just make sure, hey, you know, is this provided or is this something I have to pay? And then I would know. I would never just order food and assume that somebody else is paying for it, eat it and leave, or take it with me and leave. Like, I would always ask, I think.
Yeah, because you don't want to be stealing effectively.
No.
Right. But I also think that, it makes all the sense in the world that whether it was the destination you were at or the company, having you there, that would be part of.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I've been to work things where you might get two free drinks or two whatever, but anything else extra is on you. And maybe it's that. This is what we can provide, the salad and the appetizers. If you want a full meal, that's on you. I mean, but I think the employer should let their employees know that as well.
And I don't think
they should be in the dark.
Asking for back pay, though. I mean, what's done is
done. No, that seems crazy.
That's petty. Hey, we got to invoice you for this steak you had 4 months ago.
Right, yes. No. Oh, wait a second. Now you're coming at me?
Yeah, you needed to address that immediately.
Yeah.
All right, the next one. Dog sitting. Dear John, my brother is going overseas for work for about a year. He can't bring his dog with him, and he asked me if he could leave the dog with me. I, of course, had to go ask my wife because I want to live, and she asked who would be caring for it, you know, walking, bathing, appointments, etc. I asked my brother, and he said he would give me $1,000, which probably won't cover the cost. How would you handle this?
I don't know that I would. That's a huge ask. And if the dog is old enough and it's well trained, it's not going to, you know, typically mess in the house. We're going to be able to leave. Like, I think the better route to go is to not have the financial burden at any point fall on those that are taking care of your animal. And so, and maybe at the end of every month, hey, this is what food cost. This is what, hey, we went on a trip. We had to board the dog. Mm-hmm. Here's what the vet bill was. Here's whatever, you know, like I do think it'll probably be more than $1,000. So I think it's just a more of, you know, at the end of the month, I'm going to send you a bill. You can Venmo me the money.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, I would be all for it. I love dogs. I would gladly take in a dog and watch it for a year, but it is expensive. And depending on the breed of the dog, how well it's trained, I mean, it could cause damage in your home.
Sure.
It could need a lot of...
So what's a good number? I don't have a dog. Like, how much money
would it cost for
a year, you think?
I like what John said. It might vary depending on, do you need to board the dog? Did the dog, you know, get outside and dig a hole and it's completely dirty now and you got to take it to more baths? I think it just depends. You send your brother a bill and he pays for it.
You take it to the vet for some reason. Right. And you go, well, that's what it costs.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what the expense of a pet is going to be. And I mean, huge ask for a year. I understand asking, but I think a brother also has to realize that you might say no.
Well, and if you're not going to pay monthly for the cost, then you have to explore your other options with the dog. Maybe you have to find a different home for it.
Yeah. I mean, that would be one of you. I mean, you wouldn't really want to do that, but if...
No, I know. But if you can't afford to pay...
And the dog's not welcome where you're going, then yeah, it's... Dogs can be expensive.
Deer hunting for Dear John.
Oh, here we go.
Dear John, my family has been able to hunt a piece of property for decades. Brothers, sons, nephews share the property. But it's changed hands, and the new owner said, I am the only one allowed to hunt there. I had to cut off my own son and nephew from hunting the property. I have an estranged brother that trespassed on Halloween night when he knew I'd be out with family. He went as far as lying to neighbors that border the property, paying them to park on their property and trespass onto the spot. It was premeditated. He even shot out of my blind. Do I call the DNR, police, landowner, or do I just keep it between us? I'm very disappointed in him.
So who is the property owner? Like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the biggest issue there is who's the property owner? Who's the one that is setting the rules and who is allowing? And here's the thing about hunting property is, especially if it's one where family's been hunting for years and now all of a sudden you have more nephews, nieces, you have like there's just becomes a time where there's too many bodies that want to be on this property. And I'm assuming in terms of, you know, blinds, time in stand, because I mean, rifle season as well is now he's obviously hunting bow season if he's in October. So you don't have to worry as much about, you know, long shots, but it becomes a safety issue. I'm guessing that's where this is. It also becomes a management issue in regards to what ones you're allowed to shoot. You know, if does it have to be a, you know, a 6 point or greater, 4 point or greater? I would keep it in-house at first and try and deal with the family member and explain to them, hey, these are the new rules. And if we're not going to go to the DNR this time, but if it happens again next year, we're going to be forced to, we've posted it. And you can even on the post say, these are the individuals that are allowed to hunt this. And then, you know, next year becomes a legal matter. I wouldn't do it the first time.
Immediately, yeah.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Are you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Called my wife old. Dear John, my wife is pregnant again. We already have two kids, a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. She's only about 2 months along. Anyways, when we told her parents and her other family, literally the first thing that came out of her sister's mouth is, "Aren't you too old?" We're both 39. So in the car ride home, she asked if I thought she was too old to have another kid. And I told her that I thought she was older, but that it wasn't a bad thing. It obviously comes with more risks, but kid number one came about 30, so it's no big deal. I didn't say too much after that because I think I was stressing her out a little bit and she didn't really want to hear me talk anymore. But she did give me a nasty look the rest of the day. So posting to see if I did something wrong here, she thought I was being insensitive, but it's also the truth.
The answer is, when your wife says, "Do you think I'm too old to have a baby?" The answer is no. Cut and dried. No, you're not too old. No. Especially now, like you may, when you go to your doctor, they may say that it is a geriatric pregnancy.
They very well could use that, or advanced maternal age. They could use that as well. Your doctor is going to tell you you're old, because that's like 35 and up, I think, is considered a geriatric pregnancy.
Right.
I mean, I got it.
Sure. And there may be other precautions that you need to take, but it's much more common now than it ever has been in human history. And I don't even know that the risk is greater, as long as you are taking care of all the extra things that you are needing to do at that age.
He didn't say she was too old to have a baby.
Older. Yeah, you're older. No.
She is older.
Yeah.
We all get older.
She knows that too. I mean, she knows at 39, she's older than a 27-year-old having a baby. She's not dumb.
Right.
But she's not too old to have a child.
He didn't say she was too old to have a child.
John. There are automatic no's to certain questions.
Oh, yes, yes. Do these jeans make me look fat? No.
Do you think I'm fat? No.
No.
Do you think I'm old? No.
No.
No and no.
Do you think I'm short? No.
No, but there also
to your point, too, especially when she's already pregnant.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean,
it's not like you're going back.
Right.
No.
All right.
No and no.
No and no. Dear John, you can send him in Dear John Jansen, J-O-N, Dear John Jansen at gmail.com.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them.
and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.